you ever hear any other, you call it a drought, probably in preference to just saying dry spell. Do they use dry spell?
Well, sometimes dry spell or drought, you know, it'd be the same, of course.
If the wind, like it just almost started to do a few minutes ago, begins to blow harder, how do you describe that? What do you say about the wind in that kind of situation?
Well, it depends on them. Sometimes the wind's out of the east, so I figure it's going to blow up an east rain. Mm-hmm. It's out of the south, sometimes south wind blows up a rain.
Would you say the wind is, when the wind is getting stronger and stronger, do you say the wind is freshening or the wind is picking up? Breathing up? Do you ever use that expression? Breathing up?
You what?
It's breathing up.
Yeah.
Do you use that?
Yeah.
Do you use gusting?
Hmm?
Do you use the word gusting, wind gusting? You don't hear that. How about winds raising? Or the winds rising? You use that?
Yeah,
you
sometimes.
What if the wind has been blowing very hard and suddenly stopped? What would you say then?
Well, I'd say wind laid.
Wind laid?
Yeah.
Or the wind laid. In the late fall, when it gets pretty cold at night and the ground is all white in the morning, what do you call that?
Call it frost.
You ever call it a freeze?
Well, sometimes it's freezing.
How hard it was, I suppose.
Yeah.
And if, say, you had a lake out in front of your property or somewhere, or a pond on your property, and it was covered with ice, the lake, what last night, the lake?
Yeah, lake, be a freeze.
Lake, did you say the lake froze over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear lake frizz over?
Huh?
You ever hear around this part of the country the lake frizz over?
Yeah, sometimes.
Now, what would you call this room that we're sitting in now?
Well, I'd call this living room.
Call it the living room. Would you ever call it a parlor?
Could, I guess, going to. This is what we call a living room.
You yourself would probably call it a living room. You ever call it a best room or a front room?
Yeah, call it a front room.
Front room. And what you called the stone that goes up from the chimney? Fireplace.
Call that chimney.
Call it chimney. What other rooms do you have in your house?
Well, we've got a kitchen, a bedroom, a bathroom. Another bedroom.
Bedroom. And what would you call the area in front of the fireplace?
Call it a hearth.
Call it a hearth. And how about the those irons inside?
Oh, that's great.
What about the irons that usually lay the wood on?
Oh, dog irons.
Call them dog irons.